Welcome everyone to today's podcast. This podcast is really exciting. I am so encouraged by what we're doing today and our special guest. This is a podcast celebrating our first ever Headmaster Essay Contest. I sent out the challenge or the invitation a few months ago, and 18 logic students said they wanted to be a part of the first ever Headmaster Essay Contest. Of the 18 logic students, we had 13 turn in their essay, and we had five judges. And what the five judges did was they took the codes. You girls may remember that each of you received a code. So the judges did not know who wrote these essays. The judges only had your essay and the code. And then they gave back to me the top four essays in their opinion. And so we scored them and rated them and ranked them. And then I had the exciting job of being able to take the codes and go back to the document. You all remember the document you signed? And then I looked at that to make certain. And I said, oh, here we go. Here are our four winners. And so we have that Lydia Moffitt won first place, and Molly and Gracie and Sloan tied for second place. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that, but that's how good and how close your essays were. So let's go ahead and start with a little introduction. Tell us, give us your name, your grade, and how long you've been at Veritas.
My name is Molly Young. I'm in seventh grade, and I have been at Veritas for 7 years.
My name's Lydia Moffitt. I'm in seventh grade, and I've been at Veritas for 8 years.
My name is Gracie Coe. I'm in eighth grade, and this is my fourth year at Veritas.
My name is Sloan Nichols. This is my eighth grade year, and I've been at Veritas for 4 years.
That's wonderful. Well, ladies, one of the things that everyone was challenged to do is they had to read the booklet written by a student. Her name now is Zoe Perrin Endicott, but Zoe Perrin was a student just like you at a classical Christian school, and she wrote this little booklet when she finished her classical Christian school education. Some of you all may want to write your own little booklet, or maybe team author or co-author a book together on this, but she wrote this little booklet to kind of give an insight into what it was like for her as a student at a classical Christian school and how unique of an experience that was and the kinds of things that she learned and her experience as a whole. What would be one thing that you would say that you'd point to, maybe a key passage or something in the book that you drew from it when you were writing your own essay?
Well, I took away from Zoe's book that how she got out of, what she got out of a classical education in college. Like, she read a book, and she was the only person in her class that had read that book, and she was having a group discussion like we do in Bible class here, and she was the only one that could contribute to the discussion. Nobody else had read it.
So it was as though her, not only her education, but her preparation in the classical Christian school really prepared her well for college. Yeah, no, that's very good.
And I think, like, going off of what Sloan said, it kind of teaches you integrity too, because they expect you to do what you're told, and, like, the kids in college didn't do it even though they were supposed to.
And in a classical Christian school, we would encourage our students to be people of integrity. You're assigned this. If you did do the reading, you say you did. If you didn't, be honest and say you were not able to get the reading done. Okay, very good. What about you, Molly? Was there something from the book that you really thought was important takeaway? It helped you when you were writing your essay?
Well, I really liked her quote that said, "A classical Christian education taught me that learning is not simply the impersonal, solitary task of the student. Rather, it is a dynamic relationship between people." I really like that passage because it really describes the Veritas student experience and the relationship between the teachers and the students.
Oh, wow. That's powerful. That's very encouraging. Mm-hmm. Lydia, you had something?
Yeah, I also had a quote that said, "Not only did it improve our reading skills, but it created a classroom of dynamic of respect and the practice of bearing with each other."
Oh, fantastic. So if one of you ladies were to put that last part in your own words, what might you say? How the idea of a classroom, the dynamic of a classical Christian classroom, and the practice, what's something that you would say the way we do class here has had a positive effect on how you relate with other people.
I think it's good, like, having a relationship with the teachers and, like, other students, too, because the classes are usually kind of small, and that allows, like, for, I think, closer relationships. And it said, like, in the book that some people think that you're just in a class with a bunch of boring people, but she said how she had, like a class with four people, and those ended up being her friends, like, for her whole life.
Oh, excellent. Very good.
Yeah, when I first came to Veritas in fifth grade, I came from a humongous public school.
Mm.
And when I first went to recess, I was just wondering what I was going to do. And all the 21 of us all played the game together, and we all were, like, having fun. And at my old school, it wasn't more like that. It was, you had to find what you wanted to do, and there was, like, two particular groups.
Yeah, so that's wonderful. So you felt like you were immediately welcomed into the school community here.
I did.
Very good. Well, let's do this. I know you need to know now that your teacher's listening to this. It will not hurt anyone's feelings when I ask you the question, your favorite class. We're not going to ask you your favorite teacher. We're going to ask your favorite class and why that's your favorite class. Sloan, let's begin with you on that one. What's your favorite class here, and why is it your favorite class?
I really like Bible class because it's not like a specific answer. It's more of what you think about the Bible, and nobody really judges you on your opinion.
So you all, that's the class, one of the classes here at Veritas that's really more conversation focused now, right? Where you all bring your questions from the readings to scripture, and then you all discuss your questions under the guidance of your Bible teacher.
Yeah, we have discussions, and like what Zoe said in her book, they have discussions at college that really prepares you for college as well.
Outstanding. That's very good. All right, Gracie, what's your favorite class and why?
I like science because we do a lot of experiments. And I really like doing hands-on activities like that. And I also, science is usually my favorite subject. I just think science is really interesting.
That's fantastic. Lydia, what about you?
I like math because it's challenging and I like challenges.
Oh, very good. Molly?
I have to say the same as Gracie. I like science because it's very interesting.
Okay, that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. When I was in school, your grade, my favorite class was social science. I love social studies. I don't know why. I was just fascinated with other cultures. I struggled in math and science. Wish I would have had my math and science at a classical Christian school. Well, let's do this. Let's talk for just a few moments about a memory. And we're only one quarter into the school year, but is there something, an experience, a memory you have from this first quarter that you'd like to share? It's your experience and a memory at Veritas Christian Academy. What would you say that is? Okay, all right, Molly, do you have one?
I think that our history trip to Charleston was a really fun memory. We also got to go on the USS Yorktown and go to Fort Sumter, and that was really fun.
That's fantastic, yes. Gracie?
My favorite memory was probably having we had the whole logic school sitting around the campfire at retreat.
Oh, yeah, at the beginning of the year? Uh-huh. If you were talking to a student at another school about the value of a classical Christian education, what's one thing that you might be able to say to them that's great about this kind of education, that it might mean something to them? Kind of like what Zoe does in her book, A Student's Guide to Classical Education. If you were going to say something to somebody, you're trying to persuade them of the value of classical Christian education, what's one thing you would say? Lydia, do you have something?
I think classical education reveals the nature of Jesus inside of us.
Oh, okay, that's beautiful. Gracie, what about you?
I think it's nice that in every subject we can talk about how it relates to Christianity.
Okay, so it's not just a separate thing, or in some schools where you really would not be very encouraged at all to speak about your faith. Yeah, and that when we think about classical, Christ-centered education, that's the Christian part, the Christ-centered part, right? Sloan, what would you say?
I love how we're taught how to write here, because I think that's going to take us really far in life.
Oh, very good. And Molly, what would you say?
I think learning Latin really, like, helps learning, like, other languages, and it helps, like, comprehending math and, like, the big words in science.
Okay, okay. That's true. As a matter of fact, when I used to teach on the college level, and I taught college students and those that were preparing to study for the MCAT or the LSAT, that's the medical test you take to go into medical school, or the test you take to go into law school, they said the best thing that the students could do and preparate, in addition to taking a good college program, was studying Latin, because of the amount of Latin words, the roots or words connected to scientific terms and legal terms. So you're getting ready for law school and medical school. You didn't even know it, did you? Any of y'all thinking about medical school or law school? Or is that way out there? Gracie, maybe? Which one?
Medical
school. Medical school? Sloan?
Being a pediatrician.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Well, there you go. So your Latin preparation is getting you ready for that. Let's do this. Let's project a little bit into the future. Now, I know as logic school students, when you think about rhetoric school, sometimes it's a little bit nerve-wracking, or sometimes you may be a little scared, and you may have heard legends and myths about the rhetoric school. Is there anything you're already looking forward to in the rhetoric school? And I'll just open this up and you all can share. Something you already are looking forward to or you've heard about.
The house challenges.
Yes, our new house system we started just last year.
Me too. Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
I think I'm excited for like the academic challenges.
Yeah, and I love how you said that, Sloan, because there are academic challenges, but it's just like, it's very similar to what you did in the logic school, what you've been doing and what you've done in the logic school. You were prepared to do what you needed to do in the logic school, and the logic school is getting you prepared for any challenges that you'll have in the rhetoric school. And it's also going back to what we were talking about a while ago about the relationships with your classmates and with the teachers. You know what? That same wonderful spirit of caring and welcoming is going to be present in the rhetoric school. Your teachers are going to care exactly the same for you and going to help you any way and every way they can in your studies. It is a challenge. Sloan, that was a perfect word. It's a challenge, but you're going to be able to meet it. And you're not alone in what you'll be doing there. Let's talk a little bit further out. Let's project past the rhetoric school. And when you think about how Veritas may be preparing you for life as an adult, is there anything that you can imagine that some of what you've been doing here at Veritas is going to help you navigate that world of being an adult someday?
Stocks.
Ah, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I don't know a lot about stocks, but I know my parents talk about it a lot at home, about how they're happy that Veritas has stocks.
Right. And so you all get to invest fake money, right? But you get to invest this money in stocks. And some of our students have done very, very well. I imagine some of them have thought, oh, I wish I put real money into the stocks. So you'll be able to invest money in the future wisely. That's excellent. Very good, Sloan. Thank you.
I like how it's preparing us to look at life in a more biblical perspective and use our Bible knowledge throughout life and find like the good things. And everything.
Beautiful. That's very good.
I like how like it prepares us for college by giving us seminar classes, and like in math class we learned how to budget money, and we all have a register book that we put fake money in.
Right, right. How are you doing so far, Gracie?
In my register book?
Yes.
Pretty good.
Oh, good. Very good. Glad to hear that. I may have to talk to some of y'all about how I should balance my books. All right, this one should be a fun question. If you were headmaster for a day and you could make one change at Veritas, what would that be? Or do each of you have a thought on this? You do, each of you? All right, let's go ahead and we'll start with Molly. Molly, what would you say? You're headmaster for the day and you can make one change. What would it be?
I would probably, instead of having snack in third period, I would have like a 10-minute snack time, socializing time, because we have those five classes before lunch, and so like just a break.
Oh, okay. So an extra separate break to be able to enjoy your snacks with your friends. Okay. All right. That's actually a very good idea, Molly.
I do like 5 minutes extended recess.
5 minutes on your recess. You just want 5 minutes extended. You're headmaster for the day, and you're just going to add five minutes?
Wait, I don't do recess.
Okay. So, but you would graciously give 5 minutes extra to everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that we should change some things to make Veritas more handicap accessible.
Okay. What can you think of one specific example?
Like if there were more ramps.
Okay. You're right. All right. So we have some. We do have a few, but all right. Well, thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
I honestly have no clue, but I think that we could benefit from a lot more sports.
More, having more athletic teams? Yes, we actually surveyed your parents last year, and we had the largest, I think, Mrs. Pritz, I believe this is right, we had the largest response to that survey of any survey we did, and we are doing our very best to adding some of the sports teams. It's kind of a delicate balance. We want to make sure as you add sports teams, you don't want to diminish or take away from any of our current teams. And we also want to make certain that the sports and the athletics really complements what we're trying to do with academics. But you're going to see more sports teams in the future. All right. All right, our final question, ladies, y'all have done wonderfully, is this. When you think about yourself in the future, possibly a career or something, and we've already heard from a couple of you, but tell us a little bit about what you imagine. What do you want to be when you grow up? You hear that question all the time, I guess, right? People still ask that question? Okay. Sloan, what would you like to be when you grow up?
I'm sort of stuck between three. SWS has been a big help for me.
So yes.
I think being a special ed teacher would be really fine, a pediatrician or a vet.
That's beautiful. Very good. Gracie?
I'm not entirely sure, but I either want to be a physical therapist or a recreational therapist.
Very nice.
I don't know.
That's okay, Lydia. Do you know that most people grow up much of their life thinking they want to be one thing? They go to college, they change their college major two or three times, then they go into a career and they change their career three or four times in their life. So most of us, when we are young, want to be one thing and end up being something very different. And that's okay. As we listen to and look to the calling of God, He leads us in different directions. Molly, what about you?
I want to be an equestrian director and a business manager at my own barn.
Well, there you go. Outstanding. And we will call on each of you as a future alumni of Veritas Christian Academy and ask you to help us keep doing good things here. I am very thankful to all of you, and it was an honor being able to talk to you, and I'm proud of each of you for the essays that you wrote and for the difference you're making here at Veritas. We're going to be doing other podcasts with other students in the future, different aspects or different facets of our student life here at Veritas Christian Academy. So you ladies may be called in here again at some point in the future.
Thank you, ladies, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to sit down and hear from you all. Be on the lookout for future podcasts. If you have something you would like to hear discussed, feel free to submit that to cpritz@veritasnc.org. We hope you enjoyed this very special podcast today. Have a wonderful day.